Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot to get to in this show tonight. Coming up, 8:30, Bo Wolf of The Athletic will join us. Talk some Eagles. I have my full thoughts. I was at practice last night. What an awesome event. 30,000 people out there last night. I took my kids. My wife and I took my kids to watch practice last night. The fact there's 30,000 people at a practice. I know there's only one open practice, so you're going to have probably double what you would have if you split it up. But it was cool to be there. A lot of takeaways I have on Jalen Hurts. I liked what I saw last night. I know Elliot and Jack are talking about what they didn't like. I liked what I saw to Jalen last night, especially behind a fourth string offensive tackle, left tackle, because of some injuries the Eagles have right now with concussions. So we'll get to that and one young wide receiver that is standing out to me. But along with this Pete Rose conversation, because Pete is just, unfortunately, the story of the day in Philadelphia after what we saw and heard yesterday at the Phillies celebration of the 1918. Pete Rose hijacked that event. Pete Rose hijacked the broadcast. Shame on the Phillies for putting him out there. I would not have invited him. I think the Phillies made a mistake inviting him to the event. But then they took it and made it worse by putting him on live television. Put him out to the media before, puts his foot in his mouth. Media after, puts his foot in his mouth. And then during the game, like, you just can't have someone like that on television. I don't care who he is. I don't care how many hits he had in 1975. Get him off the TV. The guy just embarrassed the organization yesterday, and it was uncomfortable watching it. 215-592-9494, your reaction to Pete Rose. All right, on top of that, let's talk about this team here, the Phillies, the actual team on the field. They swept the Nationals. I know Tucker was at the game on Saturday against that. We didn't come up with a word for Patrick Corbin. He's a free win.
I've never seen a pitcher just so non-competitive, and the Nationals just don't seem to care.
Just trot him out there every fifth
day. He's 4-16 through 22. Like, he's going to lose 20 games. I don't know the last 20-game loser in baseball history. It's going to be Patrick Corbin at the end of the year.
So I looked at his numbers today. Right, so he's going to lose 20 games.
ERA north of 7.
Do you know what his WAR is, his wins above replacement?
Is it, like, -4?
It was -2.5 or something. It should be worse. I mean, he's worse.
I mean, that's impossible. Like, you should be able to find a replacement-level player to eat those innings.
And then, amazingly, the Phillies almost signed him, or tried to sign him, and he gave the Nationals one good year. They won the World Series that year. But
is that the offseason they signed Wheeler instead?
So the next year they signed Wheeler. But I imagine there would be no Wheeler here because they earmarked money, obviously, for one, high-impact, expensive starter next to Aaron Nola. They dodged a bullet because it became Wheeler the year after. But the great weekend for the Phillies. They just continue to hit. Rhys Hoskins is on one of those Rhys Hoskins hot streaks where it's like, man, everything he's hitting, three straight days first inning, home runs. Derek Hall, we mentioned earlier. Everyone is hitting, including JT Realmuto, who's on a month-long streak to get his numbers back to normal JT Realmuto level. So it's great to see. And here's where I'm at. Here are my expectations right now for the Phillies. And it has changed. Because even a month ago, I was saying, I'm happy. It's obviously heading in the right direction, but I was still skeptical. I now expect the Phillies to make the playoffs for a couple reasons. One, they've weathered the storm better than anyone thought they could. If they're 21-13 since Bryce Harper broke his thumb, 21-13. They rank fifth in home runs since Bryce Harper went out of the lineup, sixth in runs scored. If I had told you the day that Bryce Harper went out, they'd be sixth in runs scored, you would have said, I don't know about that. Maybe 12 or something. But sixth? No, they're top six in runs scored since Bryce Harper got hurt. The only teams that have been more than a game better than the Phillies in that stretch, Dodgers, Astros, Mariners. That's it. Phillies have the fourth best record since Bryce Harper went down. It's remarkable. Under Rob Thompson, this team is playing 667 baseball. So I now expect them to make the playoffs. They're on pace for 90 wins. And one of the reasons I was skeptical they could actually get to the finish line this year was like, you know, the National League is so good, so many good teams. Well, a couple things have happened here. The Giants, who I don't think are totally dead yet, but they're, you know, they're on their deathbed. They have had a tough season compared to last year. They're barely, you know, hovering around 500. But the Milwaukee Brewers, they're falling off. Forget the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to win that division. The Brewers really have become the Phillies' main wild card competition. Phillies, Brewers, Giants. Right now, the Phillies look like clearly the best team. And you play it out forward, the Phillies' schedule's the easiest. The Brewers still have games against the Dodgers, who are incredible. And the Giants still have division games against the Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is the fit's there. As long as the Phillies just forget playing really well, just keep their head above water the rest of the season, we're going to see October baseball. 215-592-9494. Do you now expect the Phillies to be in the playoffs? Forget hope. Forget think. Do you now expect it? I now expect it. And I mean, I haven't expected the Phillies in the playoffs for a decade. There's been different moments, there's been different years where I thought they could. I thought they might. Maybe I even thought they should. But I haven't said the word, I expect the Phillies to make the playoffs in forever. I felt like last year around this time, wasn't it about a year ago we did the show after the Wheeler? Didn't Wheeler have that great game on the day they honored Roy Halladay? Wasn't it just like a year ago now?
I think it was a year ago today or yesterday, he threw a complete game shutout against the Mets to put him into first place.
Right, I remember sitting here then saying, I believe they're going to make it. I believed. But expecting something and believing it, like believing you're trying to talk yourself into it a little bit. I believe this and that. I expect it now. Do you expect them to make the playoffs?
I do. I really do. And it's something that probably, if you asked me 5 days ago, I don't know if I would have said it, but you look at their schedule moving forward, it's still incredibly easy. You have seven against the Cincinnati Reds coming up in the next 2 weeks. You have more games against the Pirates. You have more games against the Nationals. Then they have seven more against them, including a four-game set at the end of the season before they head to Houston to finish out the regular season schedule. Everything's lining up well, and I don't know if it's Rob Thompson. I don't know, but this entire clubhouse just seems to have completely flipped. From the time Joe Girardi left, from the time Jim Salisbury poked Nick Castellanos and got him going in the last 14 games. Hopefully Bryce Harper comes back and can make an impact in September. But everything about this team, just watching them, you feel better about them, don't you? Maybe that is the lack of talent on the other side of the ball, because then Washington Nationals can make your local Little League team look competitive right now. But I mean, you watch them play, they're playing winning baseball. They're minimizing mistakes. And the one thing I thought about this weekend is we watched them beat up on Washington for the umpteenth time. It's not the offense we expected them to mash, but defensively, they aren't the worst. They don't make gold glove plays. They aren't flashy. They aren't winning games in their defense, but they look competent out there.
Bohm has improved.
And Alec Bohm look competent.
Yeah.
Gene Segura back at second base looks all right. Rhys Hoskins still has his issues, but for the most part, when they're out on the field, I mean, we were talking about in April, this will be the worst defensive team in the history of baseball, and they look okay. And they've shored up their issues enough with the addition of Brandon Marsh, where I don't think they're a team that's going to have to win 9-8 every day because they made four errors.
Yeah, they certainly are not. They don't play defense so bad anymore. You feel like it's going to kill them every night. Marsh is a good defensive player. Edmundo Sosa is a good defense player. We saw him a little bit this weekend. Bohm has gone from unplayably bad to just he's a below average third baseman who occasionally makes a nice play, but it's not like there's plenty of below average infielders and outfielders around baseball. Schwarber just can't move, but he's not bad when he actually the ball, you know, he gets near it. Like, you know, he knows what he's doing out there. Castellanos stinks, but even he had a decent week last week defensively in the outfield. 215-592-9494. We could sprinkle in the actual Phillies and your now expectations for the rest of the season. Do you expect them to make the playoffs? As we discussed this Pete Rose situation, I do. Part of it is the Phillies have, you know, been better than I thought they could be. And the other part is the National League isn't quite as good in that 6-5-6 range of the playoff situation that I thought it'd be. The Brewers are worse than I thought, and they're going the wrong way. The Giants have been so disappointing compared to what they were last year. I don't think they're dead yet, but they're certainly far behind the Phillies. They have a big advantage. And Tucker mentioned the schedule. There's still a bunch of games against the Nats left. I mean, we're going to look up at the end of the year and say, wow, the Phillies won, I don't know, 88 or whatever it's going to end up, and they went 16-2 against the Nationals. They don't have to apologize for that. It's great. I mean, in a sense, it's kind of what the Eagles did last year to make the playoffs. You don't have to apologize for it, but take advantage of it if it's there.
And the Phillies in the past have struggled against bad teams or this, right? Like, think back to Miami. Remember they had that 7-game series in Miami during the pandemic season?
Oh, yeah.
And they just absolutely fell apart. They had to win one of their last 6 games to get in the postseason, and they couldn't do that. And I know a lot of people have that Mets series next weekend kind of circled on their calendar, but surrounded by 2 Mets series, you have Miami, Cincinnati, Cincinnati again, Pittsburgh. You go to Arizona, Miami, Washington, the Giants who are falling apart. I mean, you have a lot of easy games through the rest of, you know, September. This is a team that should be able to just keep beating up on bad competition. It's not their fault. Everyone plays the same amount of games against these teams, right? It's not their fault the Mets got to play Washington 10 times in April and the Phillies didn't start playing them until August.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, I think when it's all said and done, Mets, Braves, Phillies will all be in the playoffs because they got to play the Nationals 19 times. It's the biggest advantage in the NL this season. It's a bigger advantage than the Brewers have in their division, bigger advantage than the Padres or the Giants have in their division. Those bad teams, Reds, Pirates, you know, Diamondbacks, Rockies, they're not as bad as the Nationals. That team is dreadful. Let's talk to Pat in media. Hey, Pat.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I wanted to tell you my husband was at the airport today. He was flying out, and 2 people in front of him in the TSA line was Pete Rose.
Oh, really? Did he interact with them or hear him talk or anything?
Oh, no. He said Pete was very upset. He had to be in line. Then they asked him to take his sunglasses off and his mask off to check, you know, his ID. And he held his hands up. My husband said he held his hands up. Like, don't you know who I am? You know?
Yeah, that sounds like Pete Rose to me, yeah.
Yeah. And then he turned and he, like, looked at my husband with his hands up. And my husband's going, yeah. So,
yeah, like we all have to do this. Yes, like stop being a baby about it.
Yeah, and you know, and it was like, you know, after this weekend watching him and everything, my husband was so disgusted. My husband said he looked at him, he's going, yeah, who are you? You know, and hopefully sent him out of town. You know, with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? I'm good riddance, but Pat. I appreciate. I appreciate you hopping on and tell us the story. That doesn't surprise me at all. Pete Rose dropping the "Don't you know who I am?" Yeah, that might be the least surprising story we would get from a Pete Rose airport scene. Of course, he would do that. I mean, it's just he thinks he's above. That's part of this. He's always thought he's above the rules. I mean, think about his transgressions in life. They're all things that above the rules. I don't have to follow the rules everybody else's fault. I can gamble on baseball, which is like the cardinal sin of the sport. I mean, he always did this and thought he would just get away with it.
I don't have to pay taxes.
I'm Pete Rose. I can curse on live TV. I'm Pete Rose. I can talk down to people. I'm Pete Rose. I'm like, well, we're all tired of it. Or at least people I think of sound mind are tired of Pete Rose. 215-592-9494. Can react to the Pete Rose debacle from yesterday. And do you now expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? I do. The schedule, how well they've done against these bad teams, the fact that they have played such good baseball under Rob Thompson for 2+ months now. You know, I think we joked about it last week, the idea of Rob Thompson as manager of the year. I don't think it's a joke anymore. I mean, like, we just kind of said it like for fun, like, hey, you might win manager of the year. The team has played 667 baseball since he arrived. The only guy, like if you put a ballot in front of me right now and you said, write 3 names down, the only one I'd put above him is Buck Showalter. And I think that's just because they've done it all year. They're in first place and they weren't any good last year before Buck Showalter got there. But that's it. I would have right now Rob Thompson 2nd on my ballot for manager. I don't even know who I put 3rd. Maybe Marmol, the Cardinals manager, I think has done a nice job. I mean, no one voting for Dave Roberts of the Dodgers. They hand him 105-win talent every year. The Giants taking a step back, not the year for Gabe. Bob Melvin, I think, has done good but not special in San Diego. Snicker just got it. I don't think he's overachieving much. That's a really good Braves team. Who, I mean, I don't know who else there is. Like, I really think he's going to be in the top, near the top of the vote if the Phillies close this and get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Buck Showalter, I think, is the only one who's exceeded expectations, maybe more than Rob Thompson, at least on a macro level across the season. But yeah, if the Mets go a couple games under 500 in September and the Phillies, so, like, I don't think they'll pass the Mets. They're, what, 9.5 back right now, 10 games back in the loss column. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at what he's done and not be impressed and not think that he's a guy who not only should get the interim label removed at the end of the season, but he should be the manager for this ball club.
He has to be. I mean, I mentioned this a month and a half ago. He has to be. I don't even think the Phillies at this point should have a search. I mean, he's done that good of a job, and I didn't expect this. I don't think anyone did. But like, when you find the right manager, you keep him.
You know what's interesting? Like, he's not fiery, right? Remember when Girardi was here, and they're like, oh, he's calmer now. He's relaxed in the dugout. Rob Thompson's calm. Joe Girardi was checked out.
Yeah, Joe Girardi was comatose.
Joe Girardi was like, eh, it doesn't matter. It happens. I'll move on. Rob Thompson's in guys' faces every day. He's talking. Like, you see him talking to players after every inning, telling them that, you know, this error wasn't okay. This mistake you made wasn't okay. You need to do better next time. Outside of maybe one outburst at Gene Segura, did you ever see Joe Girardi talking to guys in the dugout?
No. I mean, they made comments when they fired him. Like, they never really, the players shouldn't even know him. Like, Castellanos, it'd been 2 months. Like, I don't even know if he talked to anybody. The guy was checked out. Cashmere in Pottstown is on WIP. Hey, Cashmere.
Hey, what's going on there, Joe? So, I don't want to spend too much time on that ingrate Pete Rose. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on him because we have a winning baseball team to talk about, but it was a joke. It was an embarrassment. The Phillies, if you want to have him there just to say hello, just to not say anything, but basically just wave your hands to everybody, tip your cap, you know, have the people cheer for you, like Tucker said, you know what I mean? And then put him in the press box and leave him alone and not even go near him. Don't make him available to media. Don't make him available to TV. Just have him go out there with the teammates and just wave his hand, and that's it. And that's all that would have been said. But today, instead of the story being about the Phillies who are playing the best baseball they've had in, what, 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
12 years? You know, it's about some 82-year-old ingrate who doesn't even know how to go out and act in front of public anymore. And it's a shame. It's a shame. It really is a shame.
It is. And Cashmere, you said it there. This team is playing their best baseball in 11 years.
In 11 years.
The story today to start everyone's conversation is, he hijacked the day.
He hijacked it.
And the Phillies allowed him. What bothers me is the Phillies allowed him to do it.
Yeah. And now, if I can now, can I just take 30 seconds about the Phillies real quick?
Yeah, of course. Let's talk baseball.
All right, let's talk some actual baseball now. So, Joe, what can we learn to say, man? I mean, this team, it's not just that they're beating the bad teams, Joe. It's not just that they're beating the Pirates. They're beating the Nationals. Joe, they're not even – it's like we know that – we figured they would beat the Nationals. I didn't know they would sweep them. I didn't know they would sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. I would have thought the Pirates would win one game in Pittsburgh. I would have thought the Phillies – you know, the Marlins would win one game in Miami against the Phillies. The Phillies just go down there and it's just – they just run over them, Joe. It's just – they just run over these teams. Like, it's no big deal. It's like they're playing these teams. It's like, you're not on our level, you're not in our class, and we're going to stomp on you to show you're not in our class to think you even have a chance with us. Now, I don't want to say I expect them to make the playoffs because I still got it. It's just because I feel like I have PTSD from watching this team the last 4 or 5 years, Joe. Is that from September collapse after September collapse after September collapse, you kind of just get numb to it after a while. Do I believe they will? Yes. Do I expect it? No. But also, I want to see them play well against the Mets in these 7 games. I want to see what they can do against the Mets. And what one thing I was going to say before I hang up, that's kind of one of the reasons why I was banging the drum, and like you were banging the drum for a guy like Carlos Rodon or a guy like Frankie Montas or a guy like Pablo Lopez to come in here for this. Because, Joe, could you imagine? We wouldn't be thinking we would have a chance. And not just to make the playoffs, Joe. We would be thinking, "Hey, this team do some damage in the postseason without."
Cashmere, we'd be throwing out the WS word. We would. I mean, we'd be throwing that out. Yep.
we would be thinking World Series, because I've been thinking about this the last week. I'm like, yeah, Syndergaard. But I think that's what we got. Ranger, Gibson, Nola, and Wheeler. Hey, that's fine. That's good. I'll take it. But can you imagine if they had finished that deal off for Carlos Rodon, which I know there were discussions of? If they had gotten Carlos Rodon, Joe, could you imagine if they had gotten one of those guys? And we would have said, we would have had maybe Rodon, Wheeler, and then Nola as your number three starter. We would have been able, and the message would say, hey, we have Scherzer, Wheeler, and we have Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett. Well, hey, cool guys, but hey, we have Nola, Wheeler, and Rodon, so beat that. We can go right there with you. I just think that we would be throwing out the World Series right now, Joe, and not just postseason. We would be thinking about World Series.
Oh, I agree. We would. We would. And listen, I wish we were, but here's what I'll take. Gasby, appreciate the phone call. I will take us talking about October like it's a serious possibility. Like, it's an expectation. It's gone from possibility, 50-50 chance, to now I have an expectation that they're going to be playing in the postseason. That Friday, whatever that date is, October 5th or whatever that date is, the Phillies are going to be playing Phillies at Braves. Friday, October 5th. Phillies at Padres, whatever it turns out to be. Friday, October 5th, game one of a playoff series. That's my expectation now, because they've played this well for this long. The managerial switch has been unbelievable for them. And it's, you can't pretend that they haven't done what they've done without Bryce Harper. Now, I don't necessarily think it means they're going to lose when Bryce Harper comes back, but they forget treading water. They've been 21-13 without him. And Casper brought up the point that they are taking care of business. I just quickly went through some of the math on this. So I think they've played 26 games against the Rockies, Angels, Pirates, and Nationals. I think it's 26 against those four teams. They're 22-4. Rockies, Pirates, Angels, Nationals, 22-4 in 26 games against those teams. That's how you make the playoffs. I'm telling you, look every year with the way that the schedule's imbalanced. Now, this is going to change next year. The schedule evens out across the leagues next year. The Phillies will have less games against the Nationals, more games against everybody else. It's more even moving forward next year. But as far as, you know, under this format, I bet you look every year at teams that make the playoffs, and they have considerable records against bottom teams. It's just it's how you do it, and you should do it, especially within your own division. 215-592-9494. It's how you help. We'll come back. One number that I think sums up the Phillies right now, and one number that sums up how they've performed under Rob Thompson. It's the difference between expecting the playoffs and hoping in the playoffs. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. All your phone calls. Your reaction to Pete Rose. I don't believe he should have been there yesterday. Do you? And I blame the Phillies for allowing him to be in that booth. And now, do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.